and read the 7th verse. And this is always quite amazing how Jehovah puts it here. He says so much with so few words in verse 7. And you must inculcate them in your son and speak of them when you sit in your house and when you walk on the road and when you lie down and when you get up. So the word inculcate means to repeat, to say again and again, to impress sharply. When is this to be done? Well, look at verse 7. There's no doubt left in our minds. It takes time. It takes time. In this business of little increments of time, and I give them quality time, there are no shortcuts. And Jehovah makes that clear in verse 7. It takes time. You better pray if you're tired from working secular or whatever. God, give me the power beyond what's normal. I need to give my children time walking with them. See? Not just studying with them with family worship, just walking with them. I found that very successful. When they had issues or I was concerned, we'd go for a walk. And for one of them, it took a longer walk than the other before he'd start having these things come up out of his heart. But you can't find a shortcut for it. But we know you love your children. And you're going to take this counsel to heart. But when should parents begin impressing God's word on their hearts? Well, the Bible doesn't leave us wondering about that. Turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3. You'll remember that Timothy's mom, Eunice, and his grandmother, Lois, were worshipers of Jehovah. And you remember the video we had about goals. And notice what the 3rd chapter here tells us. And Paul knew this to be the case when it came to Timothy. And so here's a single parent, spiritually speaking. His dad wasn't a worshiper of Jehovah. And let's read verse 15, 2 Timothy 3:15. And that from infancy you've known the holy writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation through the faith and connection with Christ Jesus. And we're talking infant here, precisely and specifically. From infancy, his mom and grandmother began working on him. See? And what were they inculcating in him? Well, turn to Proverbs chapter 3. This was touched on yesterday in the program, Proverbs chapter 3. Here's part of the holy writings that they were aware of that they used to train them. And beautiful thought that was emphasized yesterday, and you want to make sure you take home with you. See verse 3, different verse. Proverbs 3:3, may loving kindness and trueness themselves not leave you. Now notice, tie them about your throat, write them upon the tablet of your heart. So, thinking of the tablets that Jehovah engraved his laws on. So this was engraving on the figurative heart Jehovah's thinking, how he views things, what his commands are. And they did a very good job of that. From infancy, they were busy doing that. Now, one father recently said this, explaining how he benefited from Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 7 and that inspired direction from there. Here's what he said. The very first day I brought my newborn son home from the hospital, I began reading and inculcating God's word into his little heart. First day. Well, we're happy to tell you that that son has grown to love Jehovah God and now serves at Bethel. So, good thing that father took that counsel to heart. Now, here's one who's... We understand that our children, when they're, especially when they're toddlers and younger, They're full of energy. Aren't we glad? Rather than if they were ill, that's not a bad thing. It's just something for you to think about here as a parent now, which, as I said earlier, a very serious responsibility. What do you expect from your children? See, your children know when you really mean it. And if you're one of those parents, sit down. Now sit down. You got to behave at meetings. You got to behave at the convention. Why are you doing that? So, our children are underestimated. They don't lack intelligence. They look and say, yeah, right. We know who's running the show here. Well, one mother did not behave that way. And here's what she tells us. Christian mother, she had two energetic sons, two little boys full of energy. And here's some wisdom for you from our sister. I expected them to behave well at the meetings. So what did she do to help them learn to behave at the meetings? Valuable piece of advice here for you. She often made time for them to play Kingdom Hall at home. See, some parents are trying to do the training, all the training at the Kingdom Hall or at the convention. No. You do it at home, and it pays off at the Kingdom Hall. You have to do it at home. So they learned, they play Kingdom Hall at home. They'd learn to sit quietly a few minutes at a time. So it's attention span, we know it's short. Just a few minutes at the Kingdom Hall. And Mom did that often during the week between the meetings. So they learned to sit quietly a few minutes at a time as if they were at a meeting at the Kingdom Hall. They enjoyed playing Kingdom Hall and took turns delivering talks to an imaginary audience. And from a young age, both boys learned to sit quietly, to behave well, and to enjoy meetings. There's some wisdom for you, Mom and Dad. So to every family on earth, we owe that to Jehovah God. All right? Having the privilege to be a family is because of the family originator, Jehovah himself. And Jehovah and his faithful slave class understand that there are many challenges related to molding your children's hearts. And we know it's especially true of the small ones. They don't have a attention span that's very long. So what can be done to help them? Well, throughout the years, the organization's provided such aids as my book of Bible stories, Learn from the Great Teacher, and numerous articles in the Watchtower and the Awake. And you'll recall, beginning with February 1st, 2012, that issue of the Watchtower, every third public edition contains the feature, My Bible Lessons. Now, that's designed to help parents with children, particularly who are ages 3 and under. Now, note this. From 2013 onward, starting in January, 2013 onward, this feature will be published exclusively on the website, www.jw.org. So it won't be in the public edition. It's going to be 16 pages, as you recall. It's going to be on the website. Now, keep that in mind. You can print it out and enjoy it still. In addition, we're pleased to release yet another wonderful provision designed to assist parents to inculcate God's Word into little hearts. It's a new animated short video entitled Become Jehovah's Friend, Listen, Obey, and Be Blessed. In the future, more animated short videos will become available for downloading from our website, www.jw.org, under the main title, Become Jehovah's Friend. Now, as an exception, the first in this series is available on DVD for special release at this convention. Now, listen to these details. As in the past, each DVD can be played in a standard DVD player. In addition, we're pleased to inform you that for the first time, portable files are also being provided on the DVD. These files have been placed on each disc and may be copied to such devices as phones, tablets, and computers. The files can also be played on a USB key and played on certain televisions. To access the files, place the DVD in a computer and open the data folder. Two file sizes are provided. The lower resolution version is more portable. The higher resolution version is of better quality. Now, we've been having these conventions since they started in the United States in May, so we're hearing all sorts of reports on how much our little ones appreciate this. Parents with infants and young children, you're really going to appreciate this tool. Jehovah's blessed the project. We've never had a video go over 100 languages like this. And it's quite special. Less than 2 years old. I've seen them, a little over 1 year old, pictures of them, and they're sending them in there at headquarters. And one of the first ones came in. She was quite adorable. She was about 2 years old. So her grandfather was working at the convention, had his laptop there. So there she was, you know, just sitting right in front of that laptop, glued to that DVD and enjoying it. So they get her back to the room after they'd eaten some. And here they are, they're there, and she's watching it. And as soon as it would end, she'd go, again. That's all she'd say. And it would end, and she'd, again. Again. 8 times. So the father asked, could we real soon do an animated video on how to get your children to go to bed? But let me ask you, would you like to hear a brief sound bite from one of the extra features? I invite you to give attention to this rendition if you'd like to take your songbook and follow along, song number 120.
Listen, obey, and be blessed. When you hear God's will expressed,
Our final scripture for today, let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 31. Deuteronomy chapter, well, it's not the final one, forgive me. I have erred. Deuteronomy 31 and verse 12. Congregate the people, the men and the women and the little ones, and your alien resident who's within your gates, in order that they may listen and in order that they may learn, as they must fear Jehovah your God and take care to carry out all of the words of this law. So Jehovah wanted the little ones in the midst when he was passing on his laws. We're the same way today. He wants our little ones here with us. We had to talk about the works of the flesh today. We want our little ones here because this is a dangerous, filthy world that Satan rules. They have to hear. We want to protect them so that they maintain their relationship with God, grow to it, and take their stand for pure worship. Now rest assured, brothers, that Jehovah loves you and he loves your children. In fact, many parents can echo these words in our final scripture. Turn to 3 John. 3 John, and beautiful expression here in verse 4. No greater cause for thankfulness do I have than these things, that I should be hearing that my children go on walking in the truth. Parents, that's what you want. That's what Jehovah wants for our precious children, that they go on walking in the truth.